Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Excited and happy to be here with you today for a couple reasons. First reason, Jimmy's here first hour, Tim's here second hour, and it's open for him both hours. So that's two pretty good hours of radio. You are welcome to call with your questions, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884 is the number to call. You can ask whatever you like, whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, anybody can call. Open forum means open forum, 888-318-7884. Also excited because we are well on our way to being fully funded for the next 3 months. This is the last day of our three-day pledge drive. We've got matches each hour. If we meet those matches, we will be in good shape. So we won't be all the way there, but it'll be close enough that we can, after hours things and all over the weekend money that comes in will do it. So a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. Maybe you could be the first person on the line. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Jimmy, thanks for being back with us for another day of fundraising.
Hey, my pleasure. And, you know, you've broken a promise.
What was my promise? What did I?
Your promise yesterday was first thing today. Oh. You're going to reveal whether we made our match.
I apologize. You're exactly right, Jimmy. I didn't.
The answer, you promise breaker, you, is that we did.
We did.
It was tight. We had a couple of squeakers yesterday, both hours. We barely made it to at the end of the hour, but we did make it. And so congratulations, everybody. We made our matches yesterday. As you said just now, we're in a good position with regard to our overall goal. We're not there yet, though. We do have two $20,000 matches, one for this hour, one for next hour. And we have an additional match if for new monthly donations. So that's good. That'll help us out as well if you're able to make a new monthly donation if you're not a current giver. And we still need, in addition to the $40,000 we need to raise in these 2 hours, we need to raise another $10,000. So we need to raise $50,000 total to get to our overall drive goal. But that's doable. So we're in a good position for once. But we need you, the listener, to call in and help us out. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We'll be repeating that number throughout the show. I know, Cy Kellett, you're just champing at the bit to give our regular call-in number, but I also want to let people know that you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It'll work with your phone, with your tablet, with your laptop, with your desktop. It'll work with your device. It's designed to do that, and you can donate safely and securely online. Also, that works even if you're not listening live. So if you're listening tape delayed, you know, or if you're listening to the podcast, let's say tonight or tomorrow or over the weekend, you can still donate and be part of this pledge drive. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you'll be part of the pledge drive. And you'll get all the benefits, which we're going to tell you about in just a minute. But right now, you have the opportunity to call in because we've got almost 20 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees who are waiting to take your call. I can see we've got a couple of active calls right now, but we also have 15 Catholic Answers staffers who are sitting at their desk waiting to take your call. You can call in live, and the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and we do have some gifts that we'd like to send you as thank yous for helping us out, helping us be fully funded for the next quarter. Cy Kellett, what are the thank you gifts we'd like to send people?
Well, basically, I'd like to tell you about four levels of gifts. If you can come in at the $10 a month level, if you can start a new $10 per month pledge to Catholic Answers, you get a free year of the Hallow app. You get the premium version of the most popular Catholic prayer app. That's the Hallow app. In addition to that, you become a member of our Society 315. You get all the benefits of the Society 315, including the t-shirt, the car magnet, and stuff that you get all throughout the year. That's at the $10 a month level. We try to make that approachable, and we try to give lots and lots of benefit at that level. So please, if you haven't given before, a great place to start. $10 a month to Catholic Answers. Just call 888-291-8000. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, all that I just said is true. But we'll also give you Joe Heschmeyer's wonderful book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. And we'll give you Light and Darkness from historian Steve Weidenkopf about the history of crises in the church and of the good things that have followed upon the crises, the various crises that have afflicted the church down through the centuries. Both of those at the $20 a month level. Remember, your monthly pledges are essentially tripled right now at 888-291-8000. Then I'd like to tell you about the $45 a month level, all that I just said, plus the 20 Answers book, The Early Church, the 20 Answers version of The Early Church. And then you get Jimmy's course, Evidence for Christ, at our School of Apologetics, a course you want to have. I mean, this is something that many, many people just don't know about, the evidence for Christ as the Son of God, as the Jewish Messiah, as the Savior. And Jimmy lays it out for you. That's at the $45 a month level. The last level I'll mention is $84 a month. If you come in at $84 a month, everything I said is true, but you're also a member of our President's Circle, which entitles you to all kinds of benefits that you can read about on our website. But the main one being, you can have anything that we publish over the course of the next 12 months, and you just let us know and we send it to you. It's just like that. 888-291-8000.
Now, one of the things that I mentioned yesterday, Cy, is in addition to people who are making donations like $10 or $20 or $45 a month, we are going to need some assistance from people who are able to make larger donations. Like if you are able to donate $84 a month, that works out to $1,000 a year. And it's not too hard to do that. You know, $84, that's kind of like one or two, depending on the size of your family, that's like one or two orders from DoorDash. And a lot of people order from DoorDash or otherwise go out to eat more than once a month. So that's kind of like one or two occasions eating out a month. So a lot of people can afford that. And that works out to $1,000. You don't have to do it all at once. You can do it on the monthly installment plan. And you join the President's Club when that happens. And you get all the benefits associated with that. In addition to people who are able to make $1,000 donations, though, whether spread out or all at once, we're going to need people who are able to make $2,500 donations, $5,000 donations, $10,000 donations, and so on. And yesterday I mentioned that because I know that, you know, for financial planning reasons, you may need to check and see, well, what do I have in my account, or need to talk to your spouse about making a larger donation like that. And so I said, be thinking about it. You know, talk to your spouse, do whatever checking you need. But today, Friday, Thursday, the last day of the drive, this is when we need to hear from you. So if you've been thinking about making a larger donation, or even if you haven't been thinking about it, if you're able to make a larger donation, today is the day we need to hear from you, because we have less than 2 hours to raise funds, and we're not even going to be talking about fundraising for the whole 2 hours. I'm going to be answering questions. But today is the day that we need to hear from you. The number to call, I'll say it slowly because I know Cy doesn't always do it, though he's better than he used to be.
I am.
Credit where credit is due, is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And I can see we've got 14 of our fellow employees who are just sitting waiting to take your call right now. So this is a great time to call in.
888-291-8000. Lots of lines open. We have a $20,000 match to use up this hour. If we meet that match, we are in good shape. Thank you for your support. If you'd pick up that phone and call right now, 888-291-8000, there will be one of our colleagues on the line ready to take your call. I'm going to go, however, to the other phone line and let Jimmy answer some questions. Alex is in Esmond, North Dakota, watching on YouTube. Alex, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering when the prohibition against working on Sundays actually started. I wasn't sure if it started on like midnight of Saturday or when exactly it did.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I was thinking you meant when in history did it begin, but in canon law, unless special provision is made otherwise, the day is reckoned according to the Roman method, which is from midnight to midnight. So Sunday begins at midnight on, you know, just after 12:00. Saturday, 12:00 p.m. Saturday, and then at 12:01 a.m. Sunday, the day of Sunday begins, and that's when the various Sunday obligations kick in, including not only the requirement to attend Mass, but also the requirement, if at all possible, to refrain from any labor that would or other activities that would interfere with the joy that is proper to the Lord's day. Now, there are exceptions to that. For example, you can fulfill your Sunday obligation of going to Mass earlier. You can do that beginning on the evening of Saturday, but you're not required to not work until midnight. And even then, the requirement not to work is not absolute, because the church understands that some people need to work on Sunday. And for people who need to work on Sunday, that's okay, but you do want to try to take off additional time later in the week to make up for the fact you weren't able to work on Sunday. But it's basically midnight to midnight.
Thank you very, very much for the call, for the question, Alex. We appreciate it. It's open forum. And I'll tell you what, I'll give that number out again, because I think maybe we gave the other one out too much, or not too much, but just
not
people
too
didn't
much.
Catch it.
Never too much.
888-318-7884 is the number you can call to get right here into the studio. You'll talk to Edgar, who's call screening today, and Edgar will put you on with Jimmy. 888-318-7884. Anyone can call. And whatever topic is on your mind, you are welcome to ask about. 888-318-7884. I want to thank those who called so far. We're about 12 minutes into the hour, and we've used up $2,000 of that $20,000 match. So we can do it, but we need folks to call. 888-291-8000 is that number. I do want to stress that if you do it yourself, just on your phone or tablet or computer, if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it goes to the same match. It's all matched in exactly the same way. So for in any pledge, in any amount, gets matched 100% up to $20,000. And if it's a new monthly pledge, from $10 to $20, $50, $100, whatever it is, a new monthly pledge gets matched a second time, essentially tripling your money. Could you start a new monthly pledge right now? Maybe come in at that $10 a month level if you've never given to Catholic Answers before, and start that relationship with us. We would be very appreciative of that. Or maybe if you're already giving, add $10, $20 a month to the pledge. That will also be tripled. 888-291-8000.
And one thing we haven't really talked about much this pledge drive is the biblical theology of giving, because the Bible actually has quite a bit to say about giving, and I won't go in depth on it, but I will mention a couple of passages. I'll mention one now and another later in the show. The one I'll mention now is found in 2 Corinthians 9. This is a passage. 2 Corinthians is a letter of Paul's that doesn't get as much love as it should, but one of the passages in it, Paul is very explicit talking about giving, because he's taking up a collection to help the church in Jerusalem. And he tells the Corinthians this. He says, remember this. So this is an important point. You need to remember it. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Now, by sowing, he means donating. And by reaping, he means getting benefit from God. So as we'll see in this passage. So what he's saying is whoever donates sparingly or stingily will not get much from God, but whoever donates generously will receive generous benefit from God. So he says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God wants you to be cheerful when you're donating to help his work. And here's the benefit part. God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So this is a key passage. And he goes on to talk more about how God will bless people who give generously. But that's a principle that applies today because this is the inspired word of God. And so you have the opportunity to receive blessings from God, either in this life or in the next life, as I'll talk about when I mention our next quote. You have the ability to, you got to promise that God will bless you if you're generous in supporting his work, like what we do here on Catholic Answers Live. The number to call to help us and therefore help yourself is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I see currently for this hour's match of $20,000, we've received about $2,000 in pledges. So we're 10% of the way to meeting our goal, but we're already 25% of the way through the hour. We're a quarter through the hour, but we've only made made up 10% of the match. So we do need to hear from you. The number again, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Jimmy and I stress that if we meet these matches, we will be in good shape. We try to tell you what our need is, and that is our need right now. But I hope that in stressing that we are in good shape if we meet the matches, we have not conveyed the idea that we don't need to meet the matches because we are a long way.
There's an if on that statement.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. $18,000 this hour in order to meet our goal for the hour. 888-291-8000. Right now, 12 of our colleagues ready to talk with you online. Maybe you're ready for that $10 a month pledge. Maybe you're ready to start support for Catholic Answers. And at $10 a month, it's accessible. It comes with the Hallow app, premium edition for a year. You're a member of Society 315. They're ready to take your call right now, 888-291-8000. While we await your call, I will go back to the calls for Jimmy. Pam is in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Pam, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Oh, thank you. I have some friends that continually ask me the difference between a prophet, a fortune teller, a seer, and a mystic.
Okay. A prophet, at least the way the term is used in a Christian context, refers to an individual who receives communications from God or his agents, like the Virgin Mary or other saints or angels. And prophets have not only receive these messages, but they're commissioned to relate these messages to others. And it happens on a regular basis. It's not like a one-time thing. It's a person periodically receives messages from God to communicate to others. And we see this, for example, in the Bible, where we have prophets like Isaiah, who regularly received messages from God, and then he would go tell them to the king or to the people of Israel or things like that. The biblical prophets are not the only ones. God can still give the gift of prophecy today, but the distinctive feature of a prophet is they are given messages from God regularly to give to other people. In terms of, I think the second term you said was fortune teller. A fortune teller is not something that's mentioned in the Bible, but basically what a fortune teller is a person who uses one technique or another to try to tell you what's going to happen in your future and give you advice about it. And this is not typically understood as being the same as a prophet. The prophet gets messages from God. Fortune tellers do not typically get messages from God. Instead, they may use psychic intuitions like precognition to try to tell you what's going to happen, or they may use various techniques like using fortune-telling cards or a crystal ball or things like that. And there's kind of a range of different things fortune tellers may use to try to tell your future, but this is very dicey territory because this isn't prophecy coming from God, and there are some dangers here, including the danger of being fooled. You know, the fortune teller may not really be any good at what they're doing, but they're still doing it. The next thing you mentioned was a seer. And the term seer is used different ways, but in the Bible, the term seer is used as a synonym for prophet. In fact, there's even one passage that notes that at a later stage in Israel's history, what was then called a prophet used to be called a seer. So seer and prophet are basically the same thing, but the terms go in and out of usage over the course of time. The last thing you asked about was a mystic. And this term has different definitions, but basically a mystic is a person who has mystical experiences. Mystical experiences are experiences, at least in a Christian context, mystical experiences are ones where you have access to God or to angels or to saints or things like that. It may take the form of prophecy, where you're given a message to give to someone else, or it may not take the form of prophecy. It may be something just for you, just so you have a mystical insight on God or how he runs the world or something like that. But basically, it's in a Christian context, a mystic is someone who has mystical experiences of God and or his agents, even if they're not specifically meant to give you messages to give to someone else.
Pam, thank you very, very much for the call. It's Open Forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Lots of lines open. If you'd like to speak with Jimmy, and that number is 888-318-7884. If you've got a question for Jimmy Akin, 888-318-7884. If the lines are usually full, today they are not. This is your opportunity to pick up that phone and dial 888-31-TRUTH and ask Jimmy whatever you've got on your mind. We are in the very last hours. We're in the last, about an hour and a half now. We will be done with our fundraising for the year. In order to be fully funded for the next 3 months, we need to raise $225,000. We are approaching that number. We're a little less than $50,000 away from that number. If you could call and make your pledge of support now, that will help us be that much closer. We will not come to you again on the radio this year to ask you for your financial support. We're getting it. We're kind of early this year finishing our fundraising. So your help now would mean a great deal. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I want to thank Mike from Nebraska for a $50 a month pledge. And it also says Mike paid the fees. So that means he added a few dollars to his monthly pledge in order to cover the fees that are associated with making that pledge. Pat from Washington State increased his monthly giving from $25 to $35 per month. And that $10 a month is tripled because all new monthly pledges are tripled. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And right now, Cy Kellett, we need to make about $15,000 in the next 40 minutes in order to be able to meet this hour's match. So we're making progress, but we still have $15,000 we need to make, and we're almost halfway done. So this is a time when we really need to hear from you, including from people who are able to make larger donations. Like I said, $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000. All of those would really help us get to our goal. But we are going to need to be hearing from donors in every range in order to be able to do that. So we need to hear from you right now. And this is a particularly good time to call because we're almost up to the break, the mandatory break that we have to take because of radio reasons. And so we don't have time to take any more calls before the break, so you're not going to miss anything if you call now. Currently, I can see 11 of our fellow employees are free. Now it's 10. But this is a really great time to call because you won't miss anything. So you have several minutes to call in, make your support, make your donation, make your pledge, and you won't miss anything for when I'm answering phone calls on the other side of the break. So now, let's see if we can light up the phone lines and make substantial progress towards our match this hour. Let's really put our fingers to the button or tell Siri to call the number or whatever you want to do. It's 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. We're down to 10 lines available now, so that's good. Some of the lines starting to fill up. I want to thank Pamela in Massachusetts, who just gave a recurring gift of $84 a month. And that $84 a month, as I was mentioning before, puts you into our President's Club. The President's Club has a series of benefits that come with it that you can find out about just by calling and asking. They'll let you know what they are when you call, or you can find it on our website. But the primary one is you get all the stuff. That's what Jimmy says. You get all the stuff. Whatever we publish for the year, you can have it for free. All you got to do is tell us which things you want, and we'll send it to you. So maybe you could come in right now as a member of the President's Club at that $84 a month level, 888-291-8000. At each level, from $10, where you enter, where you get the Halo app and you come into the Society 315, to the $20 level with a couple of books added on to that, to the $45 a month level where you get Jimmy's course, Evidence for Christ, which is the new, which is available at the School of Apologetics, 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow, or next week, or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
I was so involved with fundraising, I forgot that it's groovy music today. Thank you, Zach, for a little bit of groovy music. It's open form. Jimmy Akin, our guest. And there's the groovy music, and that adds a great deal. It always makes me, I feel good on a Thursday when I hear the groovy music. Right now, we are still quite a long ways from meeting our match this hour. We are in the second to last hour of our fundraising for this year, and we're coming to you during the show. Jimmy's still answering questions to let you know where we are. We're still about $12,000 away, a little more than $12,000 away from meeting our $20,000 match this hour. There's 10 lines open. Can you make that call? 888-291-8000.
And as you say, it's between 12 and 13,000 that we need to make at this point. And so over the next 30 minutes that we have in this hour, that works out to basically between $400 and $500 a minute. So in we need to make between $400 and $500 a minute in pledges. If you're able to donate $500, that'll take care of a minute. But through whatever combination, that's how much we need to make. And so give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And I want to mention that other passage. I said I was going to mention two passages. from the New Testament that talk about the theology of giving. And they're both, these two passages are both from St. Paul. The one I mentioned before was from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and the other one is from Galatians chapter 6. It's the last chapter in Galatians. And remember, Cy Kellett, how in the previous passage I read, Paul said, "He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows generously will reap generously."
Yes.
Well, Paul says, basically the same thing. And he said, remember that. He says basically the same thing in almost the same words in Galatians 6, but there's a twist. Here's what he says in Galatians 6. He says, "Do not be deceived." So that's a step up from remember this.
Yeah.
He means don't trick yourself about this. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please the flesh, so that's not donating, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, that's donating, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So you will get an increase in eternal life. And Cy Kellett, how long do you get to enjoy eternal life for?
The whole time.
And that would be?
All of it, all time, forever.
Forever, yes. So you can not only potentially receive benefits in this life by donating to support God's work, you can receive eternal rewards that you will get to enjoy for all eternity by supporting God's work, like what we do here on Catholic Answers Live. And therefore, St. Paul's, but you won't get them if you don't donate. He says, whoever sows to please their flesh, that means spending your money just on yourself, will from the flesh reap destruction. So he says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So that's us. That's what we're doing here on Catholic Answers Live. We belong to the family of believers. We are trying to do God's work. We're trying to get his message out so that we can help other people come into the family of believers, come back to the family of believers. That's the mission of Catholic Answers Live. So please be generous and get those eternal rewards that you will be able to enjoy forever. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I love the name Victoria. Stephen is a monthly giver. He just called. He wants to represent Louisiana. Thank you very much for representing that fine state there, Stephen. And he gave an additional one-time gift of $100. Thank you, Stephen, for helping us move that much closer to using up the match.
Yeah, by the way, Si, that's something we haven't really mentioned, is even if you're already a regular monthly donor, you can call up and make an additional one-time donation, or you can increase your monthly donation. We had someone earlier who was a regular giver at $25 a month, and she raised her regular gift to $35 a month. So even if you're already a giver, you can still get in on this and still help us out.
I do love the name Victoria. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge. Jaime, probably, I imagine, from Escondido just donated $103.89, and he loves Catholic Answers. And I want to tell you about that $389. The reason he did that was he's paying the processing fee. So the full $100 goes to Catholic Answers. Thank you very much for that. Here's one. Victoria on YouTube gave a monthly pledge and really wants Cy to say her name. Oh, I love the name Victoria. What a coincidence. She loves Catholic Answers. Victoria, thank you very much, Victoria, for the pledge. We appreciate it. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge. Back to the phones with calls for Jimmy. We go. Nick is in Delaware. Nick, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, big fan. I wanted to ask you about generational demons.
Okay.
I've seen exorcists come on YouTube and stuff like that, talking about generational demons. And right from the get-go, it kind of throws me off a bit because it, mm-hmm. in my mind, and I could be wrong, but it seems to kind of undermine the idea of, you know, what we get from the sacraments, you know, the efficaciousness mm-hmm. of them with this idea of Well, through no fault of your own, you got a demon, you know, attached to you because your great, 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 great grandfather was a Freemason or something like that. So what's your thoughts?
So the idea of generational demons is a hypothesis that has been proposed by some, including by some exorcists, that a person can do something bad and they get affected by a demon, and then this passes down their family line, so the same demon affects other people later in the family line. The first thing to say about this is this ain't church teaching. This is not
right.
church teaching. This is a theological speculation. And the second thing to say
right.
about it is a recent theological speculation. You mentioned that they'll say, well, like, maybe your ancestor was a Freemason or something, and that's why he had a demon.
Right.
Well, okay, Freemasons didn't exist before a few hundred years ago. So this is a very recent theological speculation. Then the third thing to say is, what evidence do we have for this? You know, I mean, if you can propose anything you want, I could propose there are, you know, invisible, intangible generational bunnies that follow people down through the generations. You know, I could say maybe your great grandmother
right.
did a nice thing and she got an invisible, intangible generational warm, fuzzy bunny that's been passed down through the generations of your family. What evidence do I have that this is the case? Well, I don't know. I've never seen a demon. I've never seen an exorcist present any good evidence for this. And I know other exorcists who do not buy this theory. So this is only some exorcists have claimed this. And as far as I'm aware, they don't have good evidence for it. Now, they may report that they've talked to a demon and he says, yeah, I'm haunting this family. Cy Kellett, should you ever trust anything a demon says?
No, it's worse than getting involved in a land war in Asia. Never yeah. trust a demon.
These guys are literally working for the father of lies. They are lying liars who lie. Never trust a demon about anything. So I would say that I don't see any good evidence for this. It is recent theological speculation on the part of some exorcists. It does not appear well-founded. It does not appear to have good evidence for it, and it is most definitely not church teaching.
Thank you very, very much for the call and for the question, Nick. I hope that was helpful to you. We are in the last part of our second to last hour. We're coming up to, we're almost to the last hour, and we're about $10,000 away, more than $10,000 away from meeting our goal for this hour, which is $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000 is the place to call and make your pledge.
And because we now have 20 minutes left in this hour and we're about $10,000 away, we need to make $500 a minute in order to get to our break. Please help us out, especially if you're able to donate $500. That'll take care of a minute. If you're able to donate $1,000, that'll take care of 2 minutes. If you're able to donate $10,000, that'll basically almost take care of everything.
It will.
But one way or another, we do need to hear from you. And we don't want to leave any matching money on the floor. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
Hello, this is Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione of San Francisco. Keep your dial tuned to Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
I got it. Just a match. We're just doing the regular match. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest, and we are in the last moments now of this hour of fundraising in order to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We only come to you every 3 months. We only come to you 6 hours each 3 months, and we don't even use the whole 6 hours. We just use the part of it to ask you to fund us. We've always tried to be honest with you what it takes. What it takes is $225,000 every 3 months in order to keep doing what we're doing here. We a long way to go this hour, however, to be to meet that match. 888-291-8000 is the number. Any pledge in any amount matched 100% until we have used up that $10,000. 888-291-8000.
And we really do need to hear from you, because we're about two-thirds of the way through this hour, and at least according to the current numbers, we're not quite halfway there. So we definitely need to hear from more folks.
Again, 888-291-8000, or you can go online. It all goes to the same place this hour if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are going to continue to take calls. I will trust that you are about to pick up that phone, and off we go to Jimmy in West Virginia. Jimmy, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thanks for having me. Jimmy, I'm a new fan. I just followed your YouTube channel recently in my studies that I've been pouring myself into in the last few weeks of having returned to the faith.
Oh, beautiful.
After many years away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm essentially still in layman mode and have not even been confirmed yet. And this is something that I'm looking forward to in the spring. I received reconciliation today, going back, starting frequent masses. My question is if you have a book recommendation or two, perhaps, for somebody who is at the layman level but who's actually trying to move toward holy orders, that you think would be something that isn't a typical read or that might fall under the radar for a lot of people, you think might be sort of a hidden gem either by a saint or by a theologian, that I need to get my hands on immediately, something that you consider essential but that might not be as, you know, well-known as something like the Confessions of St. Augustine or Summa Theologica or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jimmy, thank you.
Okay, so first thing I can do for you is send you a couple of my books. Let's send Jimmy The Words of Eternal Life and The Bible is a Catholic Book and A Daily Defense. And those, I think you'll get a lot of benefit from them. In terms of books by other people, now I don't have any that are specifically for holy orders or for discernment on that, but I do have some that are absolutely fascinating that I think can be really helpful to people. Two of them are by C.S. Lewis. I recommend C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity, and also his book, Miracles. Mere Christianity and Miracles are both absolutely outstanding. And I'll go a little further and recommend a couple of recent books. These have come out in the last few years by a British scholar named Richard Baucham, B-A-U-C-K-H-A-M. You can watch that on YouTube on the replay just to get the spelling, but it's Richard Baucham, B-A-U-C-K-H-A-M. One of them is called The Bible for All Christians, and it's a wonderful little work of scholarship. It's actually an anthology edited or with contributions from several different people talking about the New Testament and how the Gospels were written not just for lone churches here and there. They were meant for broad audiences, and how the early church in the first century had essentially a Christian internet where different churches were in communication. They were sharing the books of the New Testament as they were being written. It's a wonderful little read. A little bit deeper from Richard Baucham is a book called Jesus and the Eyewitnesses. This book has made a huge splash in modern Jesus scholarship, because what Baucham does in this book is he demolishes a lot of the arguments and claims that were common in the 20th century for kind of playing down the Gospels and their reliability. It's like, no, we have really good evidence that these are based on eyewitness testimony and that they are quite, quite accurate. So I would recommend, if you're interested in a little bit of a deeper dive, Jesus and the Eyewitnesses by Richard Baucham, The Bible for All Christians by Richard Baucom. He was the editor. Miracles by C.S. Lewis, and also Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis.
And I will leave that there.
One other thing. It is famous, but you didn't mention it. So if you're looking for spiritual reading, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A Kempis.
Jimmy, hang on. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to send you those books, The Words of Eternal Life, The Bible is a Catholic Book, and A Daily Defense from Jimmy Akin. And God bless you, brother. I hope we'll get to hear from you again. It's a beautiful call to take. I have to say, it's one of the great joys of working here is we get the calls from the folks who have come back to the faith, who have entered the faith.
And praise God for that.
And we do praise God for that daily. He's given us a task, all of us Christians, to go out and make disciples. And sometimes that means bringing people back to a discipleship that they never knew. Maybe they received the sacraments as a child or the introductory preparation in the Catholic faith, but it never came to fruition because no one helped them along the path. You can help them along the path. That's what we try to do here. Remove obstacles, help people come closer to Jesus and his church. That's what you do when you pledge. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge. I think we're about between 7,000 and 8,000 now. We're under 7,000 now. Under 7,000 with about 13 minutes to go. 888-291-8000. Would you pick up that phone and call right now? I want to thank Maria from Pennsylvania. She's in her 90s, and she just pledged $25 a month. Maria, thank you very much for your pledge of support. 888-291-8000.
And remember, folks, I was talking about the biblical theology of giving, and earlier I quoted those two passages from St. Paul, one of them from 2 Corinthians, one of them from Galatians, and in both of them, St. Paul really stressed this principle. He said, remember this, and then in Galatians he said, don't be deceived about this, don't trick yourself. Whoever sows sparingly, which in context means spending your money on yourself and not donating, you're going to reap sparingly. In Galatians, he even says you're going to reap destruction. But whoever sows generously, meaning you spend money on promoting God's work and doing good in that means, you will from God reap benefits. He says in 2 Corinthians, you're going to reap bountifully, you're going to reap generously. In Galatians, he says you're going to reap eternal life. So you have a promise right there that for supporting God's work, like what we're trying to do here on Catholic Answers Live, you will receive rewards that you will get to enjoy for all eternity. So, wow, what a deal. God's not going to be outdone with giving. If you give to God, he is more than going to give back to you. So, these are really solid promises, and they appear more than once in the New Testament. So please do get in on those promises by giving us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere in the world. You don't have to be here in North America. I know we have listeners in other countries, including other continents, including Africa, Asia, Europe, South America, all of those places, maybe even Antarctica. Wherever you're from, you're able to help us out too. And if you are here in America, don't let the people from other countries outdo you. And don't let the non-Catholic donors we have outdo you. If you're a Catholic and you're listening and you're not a contributor, don't be outdone by people who aren't even Catholic or aren't even here in North America, where we're so materially blessed, who are donating in order to support this work. Get in on it yourself. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Pick up that phone and call. 9 of our colleagues are available at the moment. 19 are on the lines. 10 talking with folks. 10 available. Perfect time to call. I'm going to go back to the phones for Jimmy. We'll go to Dallas in Arkansas. That's slightly confusing to me, but Dallas in Arkansas, we're awful glad to have you here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thank you guys very much for taking my call. And my mother was born in Dallas, Texas. That's how I got my name.
I gotcha.
Luckily, she wasn't born in Flower Mound or somewhere like that. But
to quote Chico Marx, I've got an uncle in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. Well, I'm right in the middle of cooking, so I'm going to ask my question and go ahead and get off here. I'll listen to the answer on the radio. But my question is, if we cannot change our mind and there's no real changes in that respect after death, what occurs in purgatory?
Okay. So the first thing we should clear away is a perception that some folks have that purgatory is like a second chance after death, where if you die and you kind of were in the middle, you didn't really make a decision for or against God, you get a new chance to choose God. And that's not what purgatory is. Purgatory is not about a second chance. Purgatory is for those people who have already made a choice for God. Now, they may not have realized that's what they were doing. They may have been innocently unaware of God, but they may have cooperated with his grace in such a way that they died in a state of salvation. Everybody who goes to purgatory is in a state of salvation, whether they knew God in this life or not. What happens in purgatory is he cleans us up. He purifies us. That's why it's called purgatory. Because when we die, we still have remaining disordered desires. We still have remaining temptations that would lead us into sin. But we know in heaven we're not going to be sinning. We're not going to be tempted. And so what purgatory does is it completes our purification. God has already been working with us throughout the course of the Christian life to make us holy and to wean us off of our temptations and off of our habitual sins. And what purgatory does is it completes that process. So that's what's happening in purgatory. We don't know a lot about how it happens, but that's what happens.
And there we will leave it. Thank you very, very much, Dallas. Appreciate the call. We're coming up on the end of this hour, and we still have a ways to go. More than $5,000, just under $6,000 left in order to make our match. And 9 lines open right now. No one on those lines. Perfect time to call if you want to start a new $10 a month monthly pledge. Become a member of Society 315. Get the Hallow app premium, the number one Catholic prayer app in the world. You get the premium edition for a full year. And we'll give you all kinds of interesting stuff throughout the course of the year. Sometimes a lecture, sometimes an interview, an essay. Sometimes it's a photo from behind the scenes, but we share it with those who are in Society 315. You can start that at the $10 level right now, 888-291-8000.
And Si, you said this is a perfect time to call, and it really is, because we are not going to be able to take any more calls before the end of the hour, and we've got 11 of our fellow Catholic Answers staffers just waiting there to take your call. The others are on the line, but we've got 11 open lines, and you're not going to miss anything. So let's see if we can, for once this hour, let's see if we can max out those lines. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. We're so close to making our match this hour. We have less than $6,000 that we need to make. We need to make about $1,000 a minute, though. So if you're able to help us with one of those larger gifts, like $500 or $1,000, even if it's spread out over the course of a year, like $85 a month, well, that's just great. It all counts towards that match. Give us a call right now, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And don't forget, even if you're already a giver, you can make a special one-time donation, or you can increase your monthly donation. But we do need to hear from you right now, 888-291-8000. We are very, very close, and God willing, with your help, we'll get there.
6 lines open now, just 6 lines open. That means 13 of our colleagues are on calls. Could you fill up one of those 6 lines? Because we are so close to meeting the match this hour that every bit is going to help. Every bit is going to make a big difference as far as being able to use up that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Start that new monthly pledge. Maybe come in with a one-time pledge, as Jimmy has mentioned a couple times. If you're already a monthly giver, maybe this is an opportunity, especially as the year is coming to its close, and there are some people who are considering their year-end giving. Perfect time to add to what you've been given and to what you have given us. And make that pledge right now, 888-291-8000. You can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, thank you very much. I really enjoyed that hour.
My pleasure, and let's keep the calls coming in. We still got a few minutes left in this hour. We can make it with your help.
And we will continue with Open Forum with Tim Staples right after this on Catholic Answers Live. Let me give out that number at least one more time. 888. Seven lines open. 888-291-8000.